This power nap is particularly good if you're making decisions about something. It's my favourite meditation, and it's one which describes Jesus in a boat, and we have to step over into his boat and trust him to hold us steady. I invite you now to relax. Ideally, lie flat on your back with your feet elevated at a 45 degree angle. Turn off the phone, darken the room, and starting at your head, relax each group of muscles. Relax your forehead and your face, your neck and your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands, your chest and your tummy. Feel a sense of relaxation spreading over your body, down into your hips and your thighs, your legs and your feet. Visualize a beautiful white light in the center point now of your forehead, and it's radiating its healing energy over every part of your body from head to toe. Watch the light now in your mind's eye, spreading over your face, the front of your body, your arms, down into your fingertips, across your tummy, down into your hips, your lower legs, your feet, and your toes. Try to relax as much as you can physically, particularly your shoulders and your lower back. When you're physically relaxed, the next thing is to try to mentally relax. You may have a lot of things in your head churning around. One of the ways you can detach from these thoughts is to think about a drawer. I have all little slips of paper. Are you going to put these little slips of paper, carrying each of your special intentions and each of your worries? You're going to fold up these pieces of paper, and each of them is going to be put into the drawer, and you're going to close the drawer now for a few minutes. You can come back to it later, but things have a way of looking after themselves, and life often unfolds in ways that we don't expect. All the worrying we do doesn't help. I invite you now to further relax mentally by taking a deep breath in. Feel it going down into your tummy. And let go of the breath now. And picture anything dark or negative being let go, leaving you clear and free to go on this journey to meet Jesus with an open heart and an open mind. Today, I invite you to visualize a lake in autumn time. Stand on the edge of the lake, feel the sand underfoot, and as you stretch your eye across the lake, you can see the most beautiful colors in nature. It's a beautiful autumn gold, bronze, yellow and red array of colors. And as you stand on the side of the lake, you feel nature is calling you. You know that at this stage of your life, you do need to make decisions, and the lake is a good place to help you to think. Walk to the edge of the lake now. As you walk down, you notice a little jetty jutting out into the water. Walk down now along this jetty. It's made of wood. It's very strong. There's kind of a spring in your step. As you walk along, you see a little longboat at the end of the jetty. Take the three steps down and step carefully now into the boat and sit down. push off from the side with the oar and feel the boat gliding into the centre of the lake. In the distance, the sun is setting. It has been a beautiful day, but now you know it's going to get cool, and you gather your coat around you as you row towards the centre of the lake. The sunlight glistens on the water, and you see that there's another boat out there. The water is crystal clear, and as you row out, you can actually see the bottom of the lake, which is clear and sandy. Occasionally, a fish swims by. It's very peaceful on the lake. When you're near the centre, you take in the oars and you let the boat glide towards the other boat that's there waiting. You know, of course, Jesus is in that boat, and you can't wait to meet him. He smiles at you as you come nearer to him. He's delighted to see you. He welcomes you, calls you by your name, and invites you to stand up. You know that you have to take that step across into his boat. It's something you have to do on your own. It's a decision. Nobody can make you do it. You don't feel worthy, and you hesitate for a moment, but he stretches out his hand to you and steadies you as you stand up. Within a few moments, you find yourself sitting with Jesus. It wasn't that hard. Deciding to do it was the most difficult. Sit opposite Jesus now. He ties your boat to his, so it will be there when you're going home. He looks after everything for you. He steadies the boat as you sit down. He tells you not to worry about anything. He asks you how you are. You're all the better for seeing him. He radiates this peace and this light. Just being near him helps you. Sit with Jesus now for a few moments. Look at him. Look at his face, his kind eyes. His hair, which seems so shiny in the sunlight. His white robes. They seem dazzling bright. And the sandals on his feet. You notice what beautiful hands he has. Perfect nails. He holds one of your hands in both of his hands. It feels good. Listen to Jesus now. Ask him to help you. Ask him to open your heart to his power in your life. Ask him to guide you wisely. Decisions. Take my hand and lead me. Show me love and hope. Love me gently, Jesus. Teach me how to cope. Let me feel the freedom only you can give. My body be the temple where the Holy Spirit lives. Soothe me and anoint me when the living gets too rough. Teach me that just existing isn't quite enough. Take my mind unto you. Fill it with your joy. Let the Spirit come upon me and teach me how to cry. Let the wall of fear fall from me as I place me in your hands. May you love and guide me always in all my human plans. Let me never hurt you, Jesus. Help keep me from all sin. Let me know the love of Jesus, a tranquil joy within. Blend my spirit and my body. Let the feeling through. And show me, precious Jesus, how to turn to you. I can feel your presence close, Lord, and I listen to your voice. I am lost and I am found in you. Now, since I've made my choice. Jesus smiles at you. He says, come to me, all you who are burdened, and I will give you rest. And you'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burdens light. For some reason, Jesus saying this to you gives you great consolation and great peace. He tells you that he'll be with you in all of your decisions. And whatever you decide to do, that he will bless. So there's no need to worry. Visualize now yourself handing everything over to Jesus. Bow your head and let him bless you. He places his two hands now on your head, and you are immersed in his love, his presence, and his holiness. As Jesus smiles at you now, he helps you back into your own boat. You really don't want to go, but you know that your own life awaits you. Jesus steadies you as you tremble a little with that step back into your own rowing boat. He tells you that he will always be with you. He helps your boat along the way. He pushes it in the water, and it seems to glide effortlessly back to the jetty with no effort on your part. You take that message with you now today, that when you stop trying really hard, the energy of Jesus takes over. You find yourself walking back along the jetty now, back up onto the sandy beach, and you feel great joy and great peace. And you know that all your decisions will be looked after. When you pray in this way, things that look impossible have solutions. In Medjugorje, one of the most beautiful messages Our Lady gave to the children was, if you want to be very happy, pray a great deal. Live simply. Do not delve into your problems, but always be guided by the Holy Spirit. In prayer, you will have great joy. Within 5 minutes of prayer, you should feel its effects. Open your heart to me, my children. So at the end of this meditation now, we ask our Blessed Lady to bless you and to guide you in your life and bring you her peace and her wisdom, her gentleness, her ability to persevere in trials and not complain, her patience, and all the other virtues of our beautiful mother. We pray that we can be more like her. Continue now back along the beach. Remain calm and peaceful. As you return to your own life, carry that with you. And always you can go back and meet Jesus and Mary in these meditations. All you need is a few quiet moments and determination to do it.